rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Episode 1701 of the number one podcast in Apple Podcasts for Job Search, No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Yesterday was episode 1700, and we're still rolling on. We're going to be at 2000 later this year, barring health issues. You know, I'm fine, but you never know what can happen in life, you know? But late to 2020, somewhere around the time of the 10th anniversary of the show, we're going to hit episode 2000. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review. And this is a great little show title today. Why do employers want to keep secret what they're willing to pay? And with that, let's get going, okay? And welcome. I'm sorry, I was just in a mood. The question I received today is, why do employers keep the salary they're willing to pay secret? Great question. Now, let me ask you a question. If you were trying to rent an apartment or buy a house or buy a car, do you walk into the owner and say, I'm willing to pay X number of dollars? No. You walk in, you look at the house, you have a sense of what it'll cost. It's a different game. When employers do it, they have the idea that if they reveal salary, I'll give you a sense, and I'm going to pick a number at random. They say they're willing to pay between $150,000 and $175,000, or using lower numbers, $90,000 and $100,000. Well, most people I know, when they hear that range, they only hear the high number, 175, or in the case of the lower range, 100. They don't hear the 90. They don't hear the 150. They hear the 100 and 175. And if they get an offer, they get annoyed. They get angry. It becomes an argument as to why they didn't get the higher salary. And I understand, you know, they've been assessed to a lower level, or the company just doesn't think there's enough value there, or they think they can get them for less. That's really what it ultimately comes down to. They're afraid that, number one, you're going to be a difficult negotiator as a result because you're only going to demand the high number. And number two, that there's always going to be a resentment that occurs. In addition, if their current staff hears that they're willing to pay more for someone than they're receiving, how do you think they're going to take it? Trust me, it's not going to be well. So it's a real simple reason. There's nothing in it for them. On your side, in some places in the country, there's now a certain amount of leverage because now employers in those areas are no longer allowed to ask you how much you're working. Do a Google search, find out the locations where it's no longer legal to ask salary. And I know I have a friend who works at a large media firm, and what they tell me is that they're no longer even asking the question because, you know, it's hard to keep up with all the new locales that are implementing this law. So it's a blanket policy. They've stopped asking this question about current salary. That will advantage you. That will kind of level the playing field. If you'd like that change, lobby your legislators. Have them make the change in your place, location like they have in Massachusetts, New York, Pittsburgh, California, I believe, is a statewide policy about this. I'm not absolutely sure. And other places in the country where this is now a practice. If they don't have to reveal, you shouldn't have to reveal. But if you're in one of those places where it's still legal, you lose your leverage. You can't just simply say, no, I'm not going to tell you, like a pouting child. They just will reject you. It's really that simple. So the reason they do it is, number one, it gives them leverage. It gives them an advantage. Number two is it allows them to avoid issues with their own people that might cause them to leave an organization or be upset with an organization for paying someone from the outside more.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, how to have your questions answered or coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you be a better executive in your organization, and overall, being a better employee of your firm. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, if you're interested in coaching, let me know. I think it's easier at the website, but if that's the way you want to do it, so be it. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's focused on helping you do better at work. Information there is shared daily, and I'm attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in, so I want to make it a safe place for everyone. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
With the new iPhone SE for less than $100 at Metro, you rule. It's the most affordable iPhone on the number one brand in prepaid. So whether you're studying online or FaceTiming.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear.
The iPhone SE has all you need. Switch to Metro and get the iPhone SE for $99.99 after rebate redemption and 6 months of service with AutoPay. Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day. Limit one per account slash household. Requires port and ID validation. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Restrictions apply. See store for details.